Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Click to subscribe, believing beings. And press the bell icon to get notified about new videos.
Yes, brother.
Yeah, assalamu alaikum, Dr. Zakir.
Wa alaikum assalam.
My name is Nand Kumar. I'm a petroleum engineer here. I'm from Pakistan. My question is this, that as per Sanatan Dharam, the birth comes after birth. As per the theory that we have to take birth depending on the karmas and the deeds. We have to take the change clothes. And in Hinduism, we are following the same, that you are getting a good family, or royal family, or in poor family, or you are disabled from birth, or you are dying in a younger age, it's depending on the deeds or the karmas of the past birth. What does it shows in the Islam? Does it the body is giving the based on the karmas or deeds? If he is getting birth in the royal family, or he is getting birth in the pauper, otherwise he is getting disabled in the birth. So what is the drawback of that to get this diet?
The brother is asking the question about cycle of birth and rebirth with Islam. If you read the Hindu scripture, if you read the Vedas, it talks about punarjanam. Punar means next, janam means life. Even Islam believes in next life.
But in the Islam you say brother, the same body will become.
Brother, let me complete. You asked the question, correct?
Yeah.
Let me give the answer.
Okay, proceed.
I didn't start the answer also, and you... Sabar. Inna Allah ma sabreen. Allah is with those who do sabr. You asked such a long question, I kept quiet. Okay. I am start to give the answer, now you give your comment. So in Hinduism, if you read the Vedas, it talks about punar means next, janam means life. Even Quran speaks about next life. Nowhere in the Veda does it speak about death, life, death, life, death, life. Nowhere. It is there in the lower scriptures. I'll come to it later on. In Islam, we believe we come in this world once. After we die, we'll be resurrected in the next life. That's it. Even Veda speaks about punar janam. Quran speaks about punar janam. But most of the Hindus, they believe in a philosophy called as samskara. Samskara means a cycle of birth, death, birth, death, birth, death, which is not to be found anywhere in the Vedas. We read Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita says that how an old body throws away the old clothes, so will a body take a new body. How a person throws the old clothes and wears new clothes, similarly body will throw away the old soul and take a new soul. Now this is what is said, not by the Shruti. Shruti in Hindu scripture means word of God. Smriti means word written by human beings. So nowhere in the Vedas will you find about this concept of cycle of birth and death and birth and death. It is found in the lower scriptures. Now why did the scholars of Hinduism come with the philosophy called a samskara? Because they could not justify that some people are born in the rich family, some people in the poor family, some people are born Hindi, some people are born handicapped. So they could not blame, how can God be unjust? So because they could not justify why some people are born handicapped, some people are born in rich family, some people in poor family, they came with this philosophy that he did some mistake in the punarjanam. Sorry, in the previous life, he did a mistake, therefore he's born handicapped. And they believe that a living creature takes the human form 7 times. Correct? Mm-hmm. If you do good deeds, you're born in the higher category. Correct? Mm-hmm. Hindu scripture. Okay. Now, brother, I'm asking you a question. Is evil in the world increasing or decreasing?
Evil depending on
inner self. I'm asking you the question today in the world. Is evil increasing or decreasing?
Increasing.
What depending? Everyone will say increasing unless you don't read the newspapers. Increasing, correct? The population of human being is increasing or decreasing?
Increasing.
So isn't it contradicting? If evil is increasing, population of the world should decrease or not? Because human is the highest form. That is the reason this philosophy is illogical.
No, but in the sense you can do married life is destroyed.
Brother, let me complete my answer.
You are asking me questions sometimes in between.
No, I am asking you that is increasing or decreasing. You gave the answer.
But I am protecting my question.
Protecting, okay. How will you protect your question?
You are asking the human population is increasing. You go in the back, the Jurassic area, there are too many animals that's now not in the land. So we have cut all the forests, the jungles is now converting the cities. So these animals, these plants, and these the plants are also the birth. This is also the jannat. So these types of the roots or the souls or the atmas has been generated in the humans, and the animals and trees and plants has been eradicated from that.
So the plants should become less now. Plants are increasing or not?
No, plants are getting a cutting. The forest and the jungles is going to be eradicated, and they're becoming the cities and villages.
Is it increasing or not? Animals are increasing or not as a whole?
No, not increasing.
Animals are increasing or decreasing? You don't know. Science? You Google.
No.
You Google.
Just for cattle. Just for
you are just arguing for sake of arguing. Without knowledge. Correct? Without knowledge. Now I am asking you the question. This cycle of birth and death, it is mentioned nowhere in the Vedas. Is it mentioned? Give me reference.
No, I am different about the Shri Bhagavad Gita.
But Bhagavad Gita is not a Shruti, it is a Smriti. Which is more higher, Bhagavad Gita or the Veda?
Vedas is the, we can say it's the word of the God, the four books.
Bhagavad Gita is not the word of God. Bhagavad Gita is a part of Mahabharata. Mahabharata is the Shruti. It's advice given by Shri Krishna to
Arjuna.
To Arjun. It is part of Mahabharata. Mahabharata, the word of God. Is Mahabharata superior or Veda superior?
Veda.
Correct. I am quoting from higher scripture, you are quoting from low scripture. So now coming back to it. The scholars of Hinduism could not justify why some human beings are born handicapped, some human beings are healthy. So they came with this philosophy of karma and dharma, which is not part of the Veda. In Islam, what do we say? That we come in this world as a test for the hereafter. Allah says in the Quran in Surah Mulk, chapter number 16, verse number 2, Alladhi khalaqal mauta wal hayata. It's Allah who has created death and life to test which of you is good in deeds. This life is a test for the hereafter. So we come in this life only once. Now every time the test differs with different people. Some people, Almighty God gives them wealth. Now when He gives them wealth, He says that you should give zakat. Every rich person who has a saving of more than the nisab level, more than 85 grams of gold, he or she should give 2.5% of that excess wealth in charity. It's called a zakat. So if he gives you wealth, you have to give zakat. If you are poor, you don't have to give zakat. So he makes some people rich and tests them. Does he give zakat or not? He makes some people poor, they don't have to give zakat. Some people he makes healthy, some people with heart defects. Now, Quran says, He has made your children as a test for you. Maybe the parents are very pious. They are praying five times a day. They have a child which is born with congenital heart disease. God wants to check them by giving them a test. Do they yet believe in God or not? The person who has with congenital defect, he has done no sin. It is wrong to say that a child is sinful. Why? In Islam, we believe every child is born as sinless. How can I be held responsible? So in Islam, people are born in rich family and poor family as a test. They are born healthy or with defect as a test. Depending upon the test, for example, if in an examination the question paper is very difficult, the correction is lenient, correct? If the question paper is easy, the correction is stricter. So depending upon the facility Almighty God has given you, this life is a test for the hereafter. So it is illogical to say that we have been born handicapped because we did a sin in the last life. Illogical.
Okay, just
that's the reason in Islam, this life is a test for the hereafter. Same what is mentioned in the Veda. So Quran matches with the Veda. What is mentioned in the other scripture is not matching with the Veda. That is the reason I discarded. Hope that answers the question.
Okay, just in addition of this one, just like a baby is for 9 months and by birth he's
I can't
dead.
Understand. Speak slowly, clearly and loudly.
A baby just of 9 months, by time of birth, he got died.
Sorry?
By birth, a baby of 9 months, he got died. He birth a died baby. So in that case, so he is going to be day of judgment or he has...
On the day of judgment, he'll go to heaven.
direct to heaven?
Direct. What mistake has he done?
But he has suffered 9 months in the Kundipak Nark, just in the birth.
Therefore, he'll get heaven. In the 9 months he suffered, therefore, he'll get heaven. Alhamdulillah, what's the problem? Good, na? Only 9 months. 9 months even you suffered and I suffered. Right or wrong?
Right.
Now we are ready for him, Jannah. For you and I, God will check whether you did good or right. God will ask you, you attended the lecture of Dr. Zakir Naik, did you agree with him or not? God will ask you.
Yeah.
If you pass the test, Jannah. If you don't pass the test, hell. The baby got saved. What about you? What about you?
I will be considered an account based on my deeds.
Ah, so what is your deed? I'm talking so much logically now.
One thing.
Do you believe there's one God?
I believe in one God.
Do you believe idol worship is wrong?
It's wrong.
Okay. Do you believe Prophet?
Let me answer one thing just before this.
Do you believe Prophet Muhammad is a messenger of God?
Yes, as per the Buddha, as per the Vedas, is a Muhammad is a prophet, yeah.
Allah, so if you believe in these two things.
Just to proceed before that.
I am giving you ticket.
You are giving me ticket. Who is liable to, because just as per the Bhagavad Gita, the soul is the power, just need to be transferred. He has to be faced for the every result. And based on your just previous lectures, you told that the time of judgment, the same body will be reincarnated and they will be just like fingerprint will be the same. And based by my understanding from our religion, that the soul will be transferred and at the time of judgment, the soul will be liable to be punished or rewarded.
That's what you are saying.
Yeah, that's
not your Veda, not the Veda. What? That's what I'm telling you. If there's a contradiction between a higher scripture and lower scripture, which will you follow? If there's a contradiction between Quran and the Hadith, I will say Hadith is Zaif Hadith.
But Veda doesn't say that the physical body will be reoriginated back.
Veda says there is Punarjanam, that's it. The Veda doesn't say there is death, life. That is what is said otherwise.
So what does Islam say about soul?
Islam says and the soul, the Islam says that once a person dies, his body dies, he'll be resurrected punarjanam like the Veda. And then there'll be Hisab Kitab.
Will be liable for the soul or the dead body?
Soul and body both.
Both?
Yes, the soul will go back into the body. Both. That's the reason when someone asked in my lecture, I said, how will Almighty God be able to reconstruct the bone? The answer is there. Allah will not only reconstruct the bone, He will reconstruct in perfect order the tip of the fingers. Didn't I say that in my lecture?
Yeah, yeah.
So the body would be resurrected. The body after we die, the soul, body, both will be resurrected on the day of judgment. And then there will be a final judgment. That is your good deeds more or bad deeds more? If your good deeds are more, then you'll go to Jannah, inshallah.
And what will be the condition if he dies around 80 years and old and someone has died in the
irrespective same... whatever he dies, he will not have the same thing here. It will be different. It will not be the same body like yours and mine. It will be different. You can't say a person died at the age of 80 will be resurrected at the age of 80. If a person dies at the 8 months, not 8 months, it will be altogether different. But a body would be there. You understand?
Yeah.
It will be different. It will not be like you and me, how we are. Next life would be a different life altogether.
But in schools, I have studied in the Islamic schools in Pakistan in the day of judgment, your hand will spoke that this hand has been did mistakes by his
yes.
His eyes will speak. So
yes.
The same eyes will be, as per this statement, not this, the same body will be regenerated. And you're asking
here the Quran and the Hadith does mention that your organs will be witness against you.
Yeah.
If you hide something, your eye will give witness. You did this, whether you did good deed or bad deed. So there's no problem at all. Your organs will be witness. It would not be the same like this. For example, if you tell me, oh, in the heaven, then after the age of 100, I'll die. No, it's different. Here you require to eat, there it is different. Your body would be there. How it would be? Allahu alam. You understand? It will be there. How? We don't know. It will be somewhat different. But that life will be eternal life. Like our life is limited. Some live for the age of 60, some 80, some 100. But that life will be eternal. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you believe there's one God?
God is one, yeah.
Sorry?
One God.
And you believe idol worship is wrong?
Yes.
And you believe Prophet Muhammad is the messenger of God?
Yes.
So these are the minimum two things required for anyone to enter the fold of Islam. Believe one God?
And you are giving me a ticket now, huh?
Not ticket.
Yeah,
not ticket.
Yes, you are giving me ticket, but what about...
I'm giving you direction, not ticket. Direction is the ticket
no,
is the wrong word.
I am just following your, the statement that you given just before. Once someone has confessed the Islam, his previous deeds has been cut off and deleted off.
Yes. Not the future. The past.
Past.
Not the future.
So what about his previous deeds? He has did a major kabira guna, just he has...
Whatever he has done, whether he had alcohol,
no,
whether he raped, whether he committed murder, it was done in ignorance.
Why does Islam say that there's paradise
yes.
in the feet
why?
Of mother?
Why? Because that time he did not agree with the law of Almighty God. He did not know that murder is wrong. He did not know that raping a girl is wrong. He did in the ignorance. Now, if you do something in ignorance, Allah forgives you. That is the reason when a person accepts Islam, whatever bad deed he does is washed away. It was done in ignorance. Now, today, you agree there is one God. Today, you agree Prophet Muhammad is the messenger. Yesterday, you did not agree. So, today, when you believe that Prophet Muhammad is the messenger of God, and there is one God, you have to follow the rules and regulation. All your previous sins are forgiven. This is good. Why should God hold you responsible for something you didn't agree previously? So God is Rahman or Rahim, is merciful. Your previous sins are forgiven. Now a new account starts. All the good things that you did will remain. All your sins would be forgiven and you enter a new life. So would you like to enter a new life?
Even in the new life, there are the 72 sects, and from that only one will go to the Jannah.
There is no 72 sects.
Just have heard in that.
There's a hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There will be 73 sects.
Yes.
Quran said, don't make sects. You don't follow any sect. You only follow Quran and say hadith. If you follow Quran and say hadith and do not make sects, you'll go to Jannah. The moment you start making sects, then there is a problem. What you have to do is read the Quran, follow the Quran, read the Sahih Hadith, and follow the Sahih Hadith. And this group that follows the Quran and the Sahih Hadith will go to Jannah. The moment you deviate, I want to follow this human being, I want to follow that human being, then you start deviating.
So which sect do you name this one, follow the Hadith and Quran?
Islam, Muslim.
Shia, Sunni, bravely.
There is no Shia Sunni. In the Quran, show me one word where it says Shia Sunni. Where does it say?
Why are these? Why these are different sects?
That's what I'm asking
they
you.
They have the one Quran, they have one God, they have one
correct.
Prophet. All is the one,
these
then why
are
they 72?
Deviations.
Based on
their own thinking.
Why they are not Muslims?
If they deviate from the Quran, they are not.
Even they are Muslims, they are deviated in between themselves.
That
then
means
how
they are deviated Muslims. They aren't practicing Muslims. If you deviate, then you are deviated Muslim. You point out anything from the Quran, I will follow it. The Quran says in Surah An'am chapter 6 verse 158-159, anyone who makes sex in the religion of Islam, Prophet, you have nothing to do with him. So making sex is haram. Anyone makes division, it is prohibited in the Quran. You ask me, what am I? I'm a Muslim. What am I? Muslim. Quran says, "Qala innani minal muslimin." In no less than 20 places. Muslim, Muslim, Muslim. It doesn't say Shia Sunni. Those persons who say they are Shia.
I don't know, but these names coming from Islam. Who has generated
not from
these,
Islam.
Who has generated these names, these sects?
You ask them who's saying that. I'm not saying.
You are the leader, scholar of the Muslim.
I'm telling you, it is not there in the Quran. Do I call myself Shia? No. I call myself Muslim. So you are asking me, somebody else says 2 plus 2 is equal to 5. Brother Zakir, why is he saying 2 plus 2 is equal to 5? Go and ask him, I did not say it.
If I ask them, they will convince me. If I, to th- that's
a, ask them to give reference from the Quran. You are intelligent or not? Ask them which verse of the Quran says call yourself Shia. Ask them. Simple. Quran says, Kul hasu burhanakum. Produce your proof, but if you are truthful. Very easy. Anyone takes you for a ride, ask for the reference. The reason people like my lecture is because they come in the question answer session, I give the Hindus the reference, they go and ask the Pandit. There is the reference. Oh, mat jao, shaitan. What shaitan? I'm giving reference. You come and tell me, Zakir, I'm wrong. I will change. Right or wrong? There is no worse. I'm telling you to accept Islam, not Shiaism. Accept, follow Quran and say Hadith. Not some other sheikh. Don't follow Zakir also. Zakir in Islam is zero.
No, I have been mingled with Muslims many sects.
No, mingle.
So the style of salawat is different, the different styles of...
That is all nonsense. Don't follow Zakir also. Follow Quran and follow Sahih Hadith. If you follow Quran and Sahih Hadith, inshallah, you'll go to Jannah.
I am unable to swim. You are asking me to jump in the mid. How I can swim?
Who's asking you to jump? No, read Quran. This is life, boy.
This,
you know,
this needs,
you know, life. Lifeguard.
Lifeguard.
If I'm going to, ask you to jump with a life vest, will you jump or not?
The shark can come.
Huh?
Shark.
No, this is the life vest.
The life vest will float only.
Bas, khalas. What mood do you want to jump?
No.
This is, what do you, Ajay? When you jump in the water, what do you want to do? Float and then come to the shore.
Come to the shore or the life rescue team.
Or what?
Life rescue team.
Life?
Rescue team.
Yes. This is sufficient. This is the key to all the problems. This Quran is the solution to the problems of humankind. The problem is you don't want to listen to this, you want to listen to other human beings. In my lecture, so, I only quoted from Quran or not.
Dr. Zak, this is just on film. Many scholars in all sects, they are many learned and very...
No learned scholar. Which learned scholar give you?
I will just start to read this one. How I will be able to get the right direction from this one?
From which one? I prove to you today that Quran is the word of God. Right or wrong?
Quran is?
The word of God. Did I prove today? Yeah, you prove. Khalas, follow the Quran. Forget Zakir Naik. Forget Zakir Naik. Follow the Quran. Forget the other people. Anyone who says anything which matches with the Quran, follow it. Doesn't match, throw it away. Even tomorrow, if I say something wrong against the Quran, throw it away. Dr. Zakir is zero in Islam. Correct?
Okay, you're right.
What is number one? Quran.
Quran is only one.
Sorry?
Quran is only one for all.
Only one. No Quran. Quran doesn't differ at all.
So why these sects are different?
That is what I'm trying to tell you.
They are taking different translation from this one?
No, they are deviating. They are putting their own things. Like how Hindus put their own things, even Muslims put their own things. Correct? That's the reason when we come here, we say, Kul hatu burhanakum, produce your proof, but if you are truthful, in kuntum sadiqin. So the problem is, we have the open question answer session, even to guide the Muslims. They are believing in this scholar, they are believing that scholar. You follow Quran and Sahih Hadith, khalas. If the scholar says something which matches with the Quran and Sahih Hadith, you agree with it. If it doesn't match, you throw it away. Right or wrong?
Right.
So easy. So you believe there's one God?
Yeah, God is one and...
And you believe Prophet Muhammad is the messenger?
Yes.
So why don't you take entry into the school? Take entry.
I will get into the through the Quran and I will check and just going through the... If I am...
No, follow the Quran. I'm not trying to follow anything else. The Quran says there is one God. I gave you the reference. Chapter number 112, verse number 1 to 4, right?
Yeah.
Quran says Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam the messenger of God. Surah Azab chapter 33 verse number 40. Ma kana Muhammadun aba adim min rijalikum walakin rasulullah wa khatamun nabiyyin wa kana Allah bi kulli shay'in alima. That Prophet Muhammad is not the father of any of you men, but is the messenger of Allah. He is the seal of the Prophet. Allah is all knowing, full of knowledge. Who was this? Khalas. How much time it takes to read with reference?
How much time?
How much time it takes to understand this? Two verses only of the Quran. God is one. And the definition of God, Surah Ikhlas, which I said in my lecture. And Prophet Muhammad is the messenger. These two are the two fundamentals for any human being to enter the school of Islam. Once you enter, slowly, you go from junior KG, senior KG, first standard, second standard. At least enter. Getting admission is the main important thing. Well, don't get admission, then where you keep on going to the school, round and round the school, what is the use? You don't get this opportunity always. You have been asking so long, see, the longest.
When I was in primary school, the Muslims, friends of me, just asking from the primary, just come to Islam, just come to Islam. And there was a ayat, the Safai Nisfa Iman.
There is no ayah Safai Nisfa Iman. I challenge you.
So why you call this?
There is no ayah that cleanliness is half the deen in the Quran. There is no ayah.
So it's written
because
on the...
Because you were a kid that time. You did not ask them for reference. Now you ask them for reference.
There's no reference.
If someone misguided you when you were in the school, what do? Now you get matured. Mm-hmm. Correct? There is no text in the Quran which says cleanliness is half the deen.
In Sahih Bukhari?
It is not there in the Quran.
In Sahih Bukhari?
It is a saying. No, not even Sahih Bukhari. It's not there. MashaAllah, you know Bukhari.
Tirmidhi.
It's not there in Tirmidhi also.
Not in Sayasata.
It's not then Kutubu Sitta also. There's no Sayasitta. There's no Sayasitta in Islam. There's Kutubu Sitta in Islam. Sayasitta means six authentic books. There are only two authentic books, Bukhari and Muslim. It is a saying. It is a saying. Kahava, you know Kahavat? You know saying?
No, but like for Sahih Bukhari in Pakistan, we say the Sahih Bukhari Baade Kitab Bari.
Kitab, but it is not then Sahih Bukhari also. You are smiling, MashaAllah.
Okay.
That is the reason, always ask for proof. It's a very common saying that cleanliness is half the deen. It is a saying. It is not even part of anywhere in the Quran, neither any Sahih Hadith. It is a saying. Right or wrong is secondary. Correct? So don't get misguided. Mm-hmm. Enter the correct school,
okay.
Quran.
Agreed.
MashaAllah. So you want to enter the school?
Enter the school.
And follow it.
Enter the student and leave the scholar.
Leave the scholar. If the scholar matches with the school, follow it. If the scholar takes you away, leave him. Right or wrong?
Nice.
So,
right.
So would you like to say it in Arabic? You're from Pakistan, MashaAllah. You know Bukhari, Tirmidhi, all these people who gave Shahada, they don't know that. So much you have studied, MashaAllah. So you want to say the Shahada?
MashaAllah, MashaAllah.
You want to say the Shahada?
Inshallah.
MashaAllah. So you believe there's one God? And you believe Prophet Muhammad is the messenger? Is anyone forcing you to accept Islam?
My inner sense, just I have my family, see.
Is anyone forcing you to accept Islam?
I myself am not accepting now.
Not accepting now?
No.
But now you said Inshallah.
Inshallah means I have to go through the Quran. I have not seen this in detail.
Okay,
I will,
fine.
And you are briefing these ayatas and...
Okay, you are from Pakistan. I know Pakistan is very difficult.
It's difficult, huh?
Ah.
India, Pakistan.
No, Pakistan. Anyway, I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may He give you hidayah.
Inshallah.
And may He guide you to the true part, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Can we have the next question?
Thank you. Thank you, Dr.
Are they non-Muslim?